You're tuned into the Awakening Zone Radio Network, your news and information source for empowered spiritual awakening.
And welcome, listeners from all around the world. I'm Jeffrey Hoppe, here with my dear wife, Linda, for the Crimson Circle Show on this brilliant Wednesday night here in Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado.
And that it is. And thank you. It's good to be here with you, Jeff, and of course, with the wonderful audience. And we have a great group in the chat room already. They're chatty and fun, and I'm excited about tonight and excited about the experiences.
You know, I was getting ready for the show because you got to do some prep work and get into the studio and get into the chat room. And, you know, the moment I opened the chat room and got in there, I could feel the energy of all the wonderful, wonderful people that are here for the show tonight. And, you know, even if our talk isn't very good, you know, it's just wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just wonderful being here with everyone. It's just like joining together in this room. There's so much energy, so much love, and such a wonderful, warm feeling here.
It's true, and it's been fun to watch people kind of post while I was trying to get organized. And I was having a hard time getting organized because I was having more fun watching people post.
Yeah, it actually is. And we want to welcome all the regular listeners. I see a lot of names here in the chat room, people that we know from all around the world. We want to welcome the new listeners, the ones who are here for the first time. Whatever brought you here, there's a reason for it. We're glad you're here. And we invite you to just feel the energy of the Awakening Zone. And also, we want to welcome all the listeners coming in from Blog Talk Radio. We know that you can listen to the show from BTR. It's where the show originates from. But you can also come over to the Awakening Zone Radio Network at awakeningzone.com. If you go there, you can get into the chat room. It's the exact same program, the exact same time and everything. But you have the wonderful feeling of this chat room that we have over here on the Awakening Zone. You can also see all the different shows that are run on the Awakening Zone Radio Network. There's, I think, about 40, 45 shows per month, not just in English, but in a variety of languages. So no matter where you are, there's something that you can listen to, that you can feel.
Now, Jeff, I hear that there's a little bit of a technical problem. People are having trouble hearing. Hopefully someone on our staff can check that out. They say that even with buffering, that they're redoing things, and some of them are having to step out, and that I hope that they have a chance to come back to the chat room because it's fun and it's exciting.
Yeah, and I just see that Jane Ritter, hi Jane, just posted that the link for going directly on Blog Talk to listen if you're having buffering problems. It happens once in a while when we get this many people together in this kind of energy. There's a little few problems. Sometimes it helps to refresh your browser, but if that doesn't work, just follow that link. Of course, you can't hear what I'm saying right now anyway, but just follow that link over, and we'll get on with the show.
And check your browser. That we've also been informed that we have a pretty good staff, that what's happening is that technology changes so fast that a lot of times different browsers don't keep up with the newest technology. Even BTR's had some new technology, so try an alternative browser if you want to.
You bet. And anyway, we're going to talk for a few minutes, so yeah, you have a chance to get that all straightened out. Linda and I are just back from a two-week trip over to Byron Bay, Australia. We got back Monday night, so we've only been home, well, less than 48 hours. How's your jet lag?
Well, if you drink enough caffeine, you'd be shocked at what you can do on jet lag. It is a miracle.
I don't know. I don't know about that caffeine, too much of it anyway, because then I'm just really tired with a buzz.
Not me.
And you know, you've got a big smile on your face, but yeah,
It was a coconut, hazelnut, vanilla Nescafe.
Oh, geez. Ooh. Wow, you're not going to be sleeping early tonight.
I got a lot of work to do.
It was an amazing trip over there. It was our first time in Byron Bay, which is up near Brisbane on the east coast. The weather was just about perfect. It's summer down under. In the day, it was about 23 to 25 degrees Celsius, and probably, I think that's about 80 or 85 in Fahrenheit, close enough anyway. Sunny, beautiful beaches. I swear, those are the most beautiful beaches in the world. in Australia.
They were very, very beautiful, and they were so magnificently huge, and you only had to walk a little distance, and literally you had the whole thing to yourself. It was pretty stunning.
Oh, you could walk for miles. Literally miles and miles,
yeah.
And miles.
And we did.
Uninterrupted, and oh, it's just beautiful. The water was clear, and
oh, it's a nice way to release energies and move energies. Woof.
We did the active consciousness workshop there. We had a great group of, I think it was mostly Australians, and a lot of fun during that 3 days with the active consciousness. And then we did some training for teachers who are going to be teaching our Journey of the Angels course. So
it was a really, really nice group, and Jeff, I really loved what you channeled, and I loved the interactions we had with the group. Again, the Australians are very easy to interact with, and they have a pretty good sense of humor, so it was pretty fun all in all.
It was, and of course, there seems to be kind of a pattern that strange things happen when Shambra gather for a workshop. We've had odd situations like a hailstorm in Egypt, and which just covered Cairo and the pyramids with kind of a coat of white. And we've had earthquakes. We've had tsunamis. And in Australia this time, the weather was beautiful. We're on the beach. Linda and I had just taken a nice long walk down the beach one day. After the first day of the workshop, we just wanted to get some fresh air. Came back to the our condo that we were renting. I started up the grill. We were going to have a little Australian barbecue. And by the time I got back to the grill, there was this horrendous crashing sound, and it was hailing, and hail about the size of small marbles, and it was just beating everything.
Oh, it was half-inch hail. There were cars that were absolutely had hail damage.
Oh, yeah, the hail was beating down on the palm trees and the bamboo trees, and so there was leaves everywhere. And it lasted, I would say, about a good 20-25 minutes.
Oh, yeah, easy.
And there was about a 2-inch accumulation of hail on the ground. The locals said they've never seen anything like it. So,
oh, and let me explain the charming part of it. It was the first day of our workshop, and Adamas had instructed people that they needed to go out in nature to go for a walk. So, of course, people were miles away ducking hail. It was very interesting.
Well, we were already back from the beach, but yes,
yeah.
some people got caught out there.
They all had a good sense of humor about it.
Fortunately, we're thankful for that. So,
yes, they did.
It was a great time. I love going to Australia. I love the Aussie attitude and just kind of the... It's just a great place to go.
It is the only country in the world that I am specifically aware of that actually eats their national animal. You actually can buy and grill kangaroo in Australia.
That would be like having the bald eagle, here in the U.S. I don't think I'm not going to do the kangaroo
only
thing.
Only on Shameless.
Yeah, I'm not going to do the kangaroo thing. So anyway, we're back. We've got a little bit of jet lag. We're a little bit punchy, but that actually sometimes makes for a better show. You're not so tight. You're just a little bit crazy. It takes me good 3 or 4 days to get over the jet lag, because that's 18 hours time difference than here in Colorado.
Well, it's 18 hours ahead because of the international the date stamp, but physically, it's 6 hours behind.
Right.
So it's really kind of strange because you're always trying to figure out you're a day ahead but six behind. It's a little bizarre. And I have heard that you are supposed to allow for approximately 1 hour, 1 day per each hour of jet lag to get over jet lag. So it would be at least six, if not 18, depending on which direction you think suits you better.
And so, no matter what, it just takes a while to get over jet lag. Linda and I travel about 200,000 kilometers a year. That's a lot. And, we get jet lag and learn after a while not to fight it. It's the body readjusting. And, when you travel in an airplane through that many time zones, you're in a metal tube flying at, 550 miles an hour through the sky, usually overnight somewhere. It has its effects. But you know what? I'm so glad our staff is so good about it. They let us have our jet lag and
They laugh at us behind our back, and we know it, but it's okay.
And we had a staff meeting today with them, and we probably made no sense whatsoever, but they just smile, and they just know we'll get over it.
One more important fact. When we were talking about all the people, what I was stunned to see is we need to do a special hello to some of the people in Europe who are listening to this at 2 a.m. plus or minus. Now, those are spiritual pirates.
They are spiritual pirates. And thank you for staying up so late to listen. And speaking of things, tomorrow is Thanksgiving here in America, in the United States of America. And, it's a big holiday, and sometimes I think it's almost bigger than Christmas. It's actually the start of the holiday season. And you could just feel it in the air that Thanksgiving is here. It's the day where people get together with families and friends. You cook a big turkey. You watch a lot of football. You drink a little bit of wine. And you just really celebrate. I love Thanksgiving.
It's a very special time. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world. I know other countries have a similar holiday. But the idea of it being a time of appreciation and gratitude is extremely wonderful. And, I had to, as crazy as things were today, I found myself stepping back a number of times and in between my crankiness, really feeling appreciation for so many of the wonders and gifts and joy in my life. Even things like you, Jeff.
Oh, thank you. And, I'm happy that we're home actually for Thanksgiving, probably only the second time in the last 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, you're
normally
right.
We're traveling over Thanksgiving somewhere. But we just happened to be back early this year, and here we are. And we can actually do the show live instead of having to do it recorded from somewhere send it back home. So
yeah, good point.
It's really good to be here. Well, just for a little lay of the land here, here's what we're going to do in this program. It's titled The Merlin Effect, Time Traveling with Your Past, Present, and Future. So we're going to talk a little bit about what the Merlin Effect is, and then we're going to do two guided experiences. I'm going to lead these. Adamus, I can feel, is kind of hanging around, but I'm going to lead these tonight. And we're going to do one guided experience into your past and another from your future self to your current self. So just when we get into the experiences, make sure that you're relaxed. You can lay down, sit back, or whatever. These are very personal and profound times, and just let yourself really be in the experience.
Jeff, I'm so glad you're willing to do this. And I actually heard Rod Serling from heaven absolutely applauding what you're doing, because it's almost like it's so special. He can so sense that this wonder that you're doing this, because this is so Rod Serling-like, so Twilight Zone.
Oh, you better explain who Rod Serling was, just for those who don't know.
He was the creator of the Twilight Zone, which was all about imagining and looking at life outside of the box, beyond what we think is real into what may be more real.
Good. So it's good to have Rod here with us tonight.
Yeah,
a little time traveling. So we're going to do just a few short announcements, and then we'll get right into it. Again, we appreciate all of you being here on the Awakening Zone. As we mentioned, we have about 40, maybe 50 shows per month, all free of charge. But we do want to take just a minute or two for these commercial messages. So to begin with, we've got something called Dreamwalk into Childhood Magic. This will be a channeled dream walk with Adamus St. Germain.
Wow.
And as a lot of you know, Adamus he's a master at doing the dream walks. He can really guide us into the other realms, into a very multidimensional experience. So we've got this coming up, and it's specifically, well, let me say, the childhood magic. Remember when you were young and you might have had invisible friends. You might have had conversations with beings that weren't in the physical realm. You might have had some very interesting and magical experiences, but you tended to have lost those. Right about the time you started going to school, your parents, your teachers, others would tell you, to keep focused, that these things weren't real. But Adamus says they were real, because you still have such an openness and an innocence about you that you're able to really communicate in a very multidimensional way.
Sometimes it was even dismissed as your imagination. So there were lots of ways that the system, that the people that tried to guide us, thought they were helping us, when in fact it was a distraction from something that was really, truly special. And you very quickly learn to deny it, ignore it, or relabel it.
And even if you've never had, if you don't remember experiencing this because it was blocked, let yourself experience it in this dream walk, because Adamus takes us back, and I think a lot of you might be surprised at what you really did experience, but you just don't remember with your current mindset. But if you allow yourself to have this experience, so Adamus is going to take us back into that and then help bring that back into our everyday life now, because there are beings all around. There's the nature elementals, there's the entities, the angels that are here to work with us, and they're very, very real. Now, and I hope he also gives us some good information about how to make that connection, but because you don't do it through your mind, you don't do it through, let's say, talking out loud. There's a very beautiful and easy way to do it, to communicate with the entities, something I learned from Tobias years ago in how to channel.
You know, and some of it, don't be stuck in defining what you think that means. I think Jeff described it best when he said that this kind of an experience is something you allow for, because it's the allowing that really opens you up. The defining is what shuts it down. So truly, if you can even feel any attraction to this, it's truly an allowing experience. I'm really excited about this, that when people go back to that space where they allow, it's stunning what can happen, what you can open up to.
So we'll do the Channel Dream Walk with Adamus St. Germain on December 12th at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Now, we are doing this video, so you'll be able to watch live or even listen. If you're not able to be there at that time, you'll still be able to go into the archives. You'll have 90-day access to the video streaming, and the cost on this is $25. What a deal to have a kind of a life-changing experience. So that's Dreamwalk into Childhood Magic.
And that's for early registration.
Thursday, December 12th at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. And, yeah, that's early registration. I see that Gene Tinder posted the link for it. It's right there in the chat room, and you can check that out later.
And it's also right next to the chat room. There's a little thing that says Childhood Magic.
Oh, yeah,
make-believe. So there's a couple places to grab it.
And then also,
or you can go to thecrimsoncircle.com to events.
Just as a reminder, we have our regular monthly webcast and Adamus channel. That's the first Saturday of every month, so it's coming up. I don't have the date in front of me.
From Saturday, I believe that's December 7th.
December 7th, yeah. And we do this every month. Linda and I talk a little bit, and then we do a channel with Adamus free of charge. Make sure to tune in. There's always some good information. And Adamus always is a little provocative.
And you can watch it in video or you can listen.
Absolutely. And then another event that we just announced yesterday in our monthly e-magazine is called ProNost 2014. And ProNost is kind of a play on words for prognostication, you know, looking into the future, or for ProNost, the word Nost meaning the inner divine wisdom.
So it's like Go God.
Go God. That's it. That's it. This is going to be January 18th and 19th. We're going to be doing a video webcast in our new Crimson Circle service called the Cloud Class.
Yeah.
Cloud Class. And my jet lag is affecting my brain, my memory here. We're going to be working with Jim Self, who is at MasteringAlchemy.com. Jim does amazing work, and he is has incredible integrity.
And clarity.
We're also going to be working with Dr. Doug Davies, who's a medical MD, and he's also an amazing astrologer. So he's going to be taking a look into some of the astrological influences for next year.
And he has incredible, I can't think of the word because I can only think of old words, but truly a feeling, sensing person, very multi-talented, and I'm excited about his contributions to this also.
And, of course, Adamus St. Germain. So
Woo-hoo.
We're going to have quite a lineup. And the only thing I can say is that 2014 is going to be an epic year. There's going to be a lot of changes going on in the world. It's going to be action-packed, fast-moving, very, very swift kind of year. We're going to be talking a little bit about what to expect for the year, and more than anything, how to how you can be in the middle of a storm, how in the eye of a storm, and not let it tear you apart, not
manage
let it affect
it.
You perfect personally. One of the reasons 2014 is going to be such an intense year is that because there is more energy available on this planet than ever before. As a lot of you already know, there's a comet that's making its way around pretty close to the sun tomorrow, actually, but it's affecting this part of the galaxy, and it's affecting planet Earth. A comet is an energy delivery system, and that's exactly what we're getting right now as we go into 2014. That comet, I think the name is ISON, I-S-O-N, that comet is delivering some energy, and you're going to see things are very, very fast-paced next year. You're also going to see in your own personal life that there's more energy available to you than ever before. It's just about staying in your balance, and it's about going into your feelings rather than getting caught in your mind, and it's about also having clarity about what you want for yourself in this life.
For me, it kind of sounds like, that it's a good time to make sure that you yourself, that, you know, your tires are inflated properly and that you got plenty of fuel and that you're ready to go.
Yeah, and that you don't get caught up in
in
a lot of the other stuff going on.
Right.
So I'm excited because this is the first time we've done this, a look into the year ahead. I love working with Jim Self, with Doug Davis, and with you, and, of course, Adamus. So it's going to be a pretty powerful lineup. So do check it out. It's called ProNost 2014, and it's available. More information on the Crimson Circle website.
You know, I think we've gotten more and more allowing. When you look at some of the headlines over even the last year and a half, some of them have just been astounding. And I think we keep seeing this evolution of this. And, again, there are definitely some indicators that say 2014 will certainly not be less than.
Yeah, that's funny. Somebody posted here that ISON is on. It is on. I hadn't realized that. That's funny. And just as a heads up, a little peek and glimpse into it, Adama said that things are really going to start moving in late March and intensify in April and go on and on and on. But he said it won't just be one big event. It will be a whole series of events, one right after the other, to the point where you're just going to be shaking your head and going, my gosh, what is going on? It'll be a combination of earth changes, a combination of changes in, let's say, political situations and other things around the planet, economics and other things. So do join us for the ProNost 2014 event. Okay, now let's talk about the Merlin effect. That's why we're here tonight, not to just hear us chattering, but I always like sharing kind of what's coming up.
No, I think that's okay, and there's some new things that people really hadn't heard about before. So
yeah.
I think it is nice, and it's all potentials, and people have choices.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Merlin effect, and this is a kind of a name that Adamus came up with for the experience of time traveling. Any one of us can time travel. Any one of you can time travel. It's just about allowing yourself to do it. It's about going into more of the imagination and the feeling, getting out of the mind. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to hop in a little machine and physically go back into the past, but you can take yourself, your consciousness, into the past or into the future. And it's a tool that all of us have as a resource at any one time, but I'm going to put up the caution sign here or the please take note sign. Whenever you do time traveling, and tonight you're going to have some experiences with it, whenever you do it with absolute compassion. It's not about going back and trying to change anything. It's not about going back and trying to process your inner child or yourself from the past. It's just going back with your radiant presence before you do anything else. What will happen is when you go into the past, particularly a traumatic event, you go back with compassion rather than trying to fix or change anything. That means that you're going to start seeing the situation in its entirety. Your mind right now remembers certain things about what happened in the past. It remembers a chronological and very mental, sometimes emotional, series of things that happened. But according to Adamus, that's not necessarily what really happened. It's not the full story. When you go back in compassion, you start seeing the fullness and the richness and the beauty of everything that happened, even if it feels like it was a traumatic event. When you travel, when you time travel into the past, you just bring your radiance, your compassion, your I am-ness with you. And that can be felt by your past. That can be felt by that 3-year-old child, that 7-year-old kid, that traumatized teenager, or that wounded adult. I know you've all had experiences in the past in a difficult or challenging situation of feeling that there was an angel around you at that moment. Perhaps the angel didn't say anything, but you could just feel that loving presence of an angel. And you know what? There's a very good chance that was you. You time traveling from the now moment back into your past, being with your past, and letting your past know it's okay. It works out. Letting your past know that you're there with it. So many of you felt that at one point or another. And now tonight, when we go into the experience, you'll have a chance to literally do that, literally go back to the past. But please remember to do it with compassion. We're not trying to go back in and process that young child or that young adult. We're not trying to fix anything. It's about going back without any words, just being in your radiant presence. That's so important, to have that compassion when you travel. And there's no need to say any words when we do this experience. It's all about feeling.
I am so excited about this. Again, I think a lot of us have done this in one regard or another, or had an experience with it. I know I have, and as soon as you started talking about this and Adama started talking about it, I really had some recollections of it, and I'm so excited about this potential, and I'm really looking forward to it.
And for you in the present moment, you're going to start realizing that there was actually so much more to what you remember, so much more beauty to it. It's going to change your perspective of what happened in the past, while at the same time giving that pass, giving yourself as a child or a young adult, giving it the loving assurance of your I am-ness that it did work out.
And, you know, it's one of those things where we do it in real time sometimes. An example would be where, you know, you're in a situation in public and you see something going on where, you know, a kid and the parent are having a hard time and you just can feel to them. And I've done that where I've just, you know, kind of just from that space sent them some compassion and some love and saw how different that, you know, how hard that must have been to be them, and yet standing back, I could see that, and I did send them love and compassion. I wanted something to be, wanted things to be well for them. So we do it in real, we do it in everyday life sometimes.
And you know, and the mind has a habit of filtering out so much of the experience of what happened in
right.
our past, and
absolutely.
It only remembers a small portion. And oftentimes you think that, well, this is what happened on this date at this time with these people. But in time traveling, you come to realize that's not necessarily really what happened.
Absolutely.
It was a part of what happened,
right.
but not the full situation.
Right.
Then we're also going to do the time traveling from your, I'm going to call it your future self, but it's a potential future. There's really not a destined future out there for you. In other words, there's not specific things that are going to happen on specific dates. There's not even astrology dictates what's going to happen. It just sets up a lot of the potentials for you. So tonight we're going to do the experience with your quote-unquote future self, your potential self, your realized I am-ness to come and visit you in this moment.
But it's perfect, because if your I am isn't linear, then of course we can do that.
Well, sure, and that's exactly what happens here. And to feel that presence of yourself, let's call it from your future, but it's really from your realization, it's from your enlightenment, coming here to visit you, no matter how rough of a day or week or year you've had, but coming here to visit you and just being in its presence and saying, you know, it all works out. There was reason, there was beauty in everything that happened, and even though you as the human in the now moment might have some fears or doubts or challenges, it all works out. And to feel that is truly amazing.
Absolutely.
You know, it all goes along the line of one of the most beautiful of the statements that Tobias made years ago. Tobias was the entity that worked with the Crimson Circle for the first 10 years. And I think this is probably the most profound statement of all, was he said, the future is the past healed. When you go back into the past and you allow it to unfold in its beauty, when you go back into the past with your love and your grace from your now moment, it changes the perception of the past. It changes something that you might consider to be a wound into something that's a very beautiful and rich experience. So when the past is healed like that, healed with compassion, then it changes your ability to see into your future potentials. Because if you're still, filled with a lot of wounds and a lot of aches about the past, you're going to only see the future in a very narrow perspective. You're only going to see some of the potentials. But when that past is released from its trauma and its struggles and its emotional wounds, you're going to start seeing a much grander potential for the future. And it won't be based in fear. It won't be based on a linear path from the past. You're going to start seeing this whole beautiful stage of life where you can be anything that you want. So literally, the future is the past healed.
That's truly, truly important for so many people. And for, you know, everyone's had some kind of an experience at some point that becomes a real issue in moving forward. And it is about shifting things and the shifting our perspective.
And these two experiences we're going to do tonight, you can do for yourself anytime. You can travel to the past. You can travel you can go into your future potentials. You can have your realized I am self, your enlightened self, come to visit you anytime. My biggest note on the whole thing is do it from compassion. You're not trying to fix anything. You're not trying to change anything. You're just being in your full presence and your full radiance. Now, at many times when I've done this, it can nearly bring you to tears, or can bring you to tears, because it's so simple and so profound. It doesn't require a lot, any talk, on behalf of you to your past or your future to yourself. It's just being in the presence of yourself.
Jeff, tears are not necessarily a bad thing.
No. They're a wonderful release. And, to kind of make a point of this is that it's time for all of us to start going beyond time. We don't do it by hopping into a little metal ship and setting the dial for the year, whatever.
But that works sometimes.
Well, in your imagination.
I'm saying
But I think there's a misperception about time travel.
I'm sure
you can do time travel anytime you want. You can go into your past and you can go into your future, and it's just about allowing yourself to do it. It's time we break past the limitations of this 3D dimension, time we break past the limitations of a linear life, where it's just yesterday, today, and tomorrow, because they can be all at the same time, and that's the beauty of it.
But I love what you're saying, because what you're also explaining is that people, I think it's very easy to have this idea of what it takes, that it takes a spaceship or it takes some sort of technology, and as you're explaining, it doesn't. It's a very simple thing, and it doesn't. Some people are afraid that it will totally shake up their world, and it can, but not in the way they think. It's this potential, and it's an enhancement of life.
Absolutely, and you'll find that as you do these time travels, your body is not going to suddenly teletransport back to the year 1964.
Right.
But what happens after a while, after you get comfortable and proficient with it, you start to take the essence of your physicality with you. You start to bring that with you. So it's not just something out of your imagination, but you're bringing your whole essence with you, including that essence of your physicality.
Jeff, there were a lot of sci-fi and fantasy things about time machines and being lost in space and lost in time. So there's been a lot of 3D stuff to sort of warn you against it.
Right, absolutely. So, and just one more note, I want to mention something about Merlin, because we're calling this the Merlin effect. Merlin was proficient at time traveling. Merlin knew how to go back and forth. It's said that Merlin walked back from his enlightenment back through time. And just a note about Merlin, Merlin was a title, actually. It wasn't one individual. It was a title that was bestowed on certain masters over the ages. Most people are familiar with the Merlin that we know from the King Arthur legends that date back to about the 4th and the 5th centuries, but that was just one of many Merlins that was around. According to Adamus, the first Merlin title was actually used approximately 600 BC, so that would be about 2,600 years ago when the first Merlin title was bestowed. The Merlins were particularly present in Europe and the Middle East, and most notably in the areas of Romania, France, England, Hungary, and Austria. The Merlins tended to really work in those areas. They spent a lot of time in the mystery schools in those times, working with the mystery school students about time traveling and breaking out of this thought of the linear time mode. The last Merlin title that was bestowed was approximately 400 years ago. There haven't been any Merlin titles since then.
Who bestows that title?
I don't know, and that's a good question, and I will double-check with Adamus, but it's something that's formally done by humans with other humans.
And who was the last human to have that title?
Merlin.
Oh, Jeff!
Well, no, actually, once they take the Merlin title, they leave behind their human name.
Did Adamus have that title?
No, he did not. But
oh, he did not?
No, he worked with many Merlins.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. My hunch is that Adamus helped to train the Merlins.
Oh,
yeah.
Interesting.
But they had a very specific role to play, and that's why I think Adamus never took that title, because he had a much more, a broader role to play.
Interesting.
And the Merlins...
How many at one time? Could there be more than one?
There was always just one at one time.
Only one?
One at one time, yeah.
Okay. Did one have to die for there to be another one? Or leave so-called
yes.
planet? Oh.
Yes.
So one existing on Earth at a time.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. And the Merlins, but even though there was only one on Earth at the time, because they were such proficient time travelers, they would encounter each other in the astral highways. So they would meet each other going back and forth through time, and there was a very specific greeting that they gave.
This is going to blow your mind. Somebody already put it in the chat room.
Yeah, the greeting was Obion.
Yeah, somebody put that in the chat room.
Yeah. Yeah, so that was the time traveler's greeting, Obion.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's pretty cool. So that's a little background. We're going to get into the actual experience in just a moment. We're going to take a very brief commercial break. It's going to be 2 minutes, so if you're going to run out and get a glass of water, a beer, a glass of wine, or use the potty, you got 2 minutes and 9 seconds, and then we'll be back. Hi, this is Jeffrey Hoppe for the Crimson Circle. Thanks for listening to today's program on The Awakening Zone, the International Network for Empowered Human Awakening. The Awakening Zone is produced and sponsored by the Crimson Circle on the web at www.crimsoncircle.com. The website is a safe space to experience your spiritual journey without membership or dues and no dogma or rules. It's a gathering place for anyone who is awakening, no matter what their background or beliefs. The Crimson Circle Library contains over 10 years of some of the most insightful and provocative spiritual information available today, with channeled messages from the popular Tobias, Utumi Lal Singh, and Adamus St. Germain. Everything in the library is free. Just log in and download it in text, audio, or video formats. On the website, you can also find out about upcoming workshops and events, including tours to sacred and powerful sites around the world. Also, check out the store for a wide selection of home study courses and special topic channels. And finally, see if there's a Crimson Circle certified teacher in your area. They offer classes on subjects ranging from death transitions, spiritual birthing, ascension, clearing energy imbalances and creating your own reality. With over 500 certifications worldwide, there's likely to be a Crimson Circle teacher near you. When you go to the Crimson Circle website, you'll see right away that you are not alone. There are humans all over the planet who, like you, are discovering the God within. Crimson Circle at www.crimsoncircle.com, proud sponsors of the Awakening Zone Radio Network. And now, back to today's program. Okay, and we're back and ready for our experiences into the Merlin Effect, time traveling with your past, present, and future. Here's what we're going to do. Linda's going to start with some breathing. This allows you a chance to get really relaxed, breathing along with Linda, just letting go all the problems, all the pressing mental issues, and allow yourself to get into your feeling. And then I'm going to lead us back through time. We're going to travel along those astral corridors back into time for an experience with yourself.
I'm excited and ready to go forward. So I invite you all for this very special experience to take the deep and conscious breath. We breathe, but rarely do we breathe deeply and consciously. It's something we can always remind ourselves to do. So breathe deeply and allow yourself to get truly comfortable and to feel into this experience, to truly breathe and open to all that you are. Take the deep breath that really gives yourself permission to have this experience, to feel it with all that you are. So breathe and relax. Breathe with love and compassion for all that you are and all that you experience. Breathe. Breathe.
So here we are doing our time traveling. It starts in the now moment, wherever you are, no matter what's happening in your life. It starts in the now moment. You come into your radiance, your personal I am. No matter what's happening in your life, there's that I am, the essence within you. And that's what we're going to time travel with. Not bringing any of the other issues or the problems, but just bringing your radiant presence. So take a deep breath, like Linda suggested. Take a deep breath. Feel deeply into yourself, into that I am-ness, into that light that you are and that perfection, that beautiful being that you are. And we expand out from the now moment. We're not leaving the body. We expand out from the now moment. And in that, we release those mental and physical things that keep us bound into this dimension, into this very linear time and space. We release those so that we can travel back with that compassion, with that essence. It's not really traveling back like going along a highway or even following a calendar, but it's actually expanding your awareness, expanding it from the now moment into the past. And as you breathe deeply, you literally open yourself up, you open your focus and awareness up to what was, what you would call in your past. You take a deep breath, and you release yourself from the physical and the mental anchors so that you can go back, expanding into your past, expanding through last year, expanding through the year before that, expanding through the last decade. As you breathe in with your radiance and compassion, literally like the ripples of water when you throw a stone upon the still water, like the ripples expanding out and out and out. In this case, expanding back into the past that really doesn't have any specific date or time, The past is nothing but a series of experiences that you've had. They don't have to follow along a particular calendar or even a particular age that you were at. It just expands into all those experiences that you've had. The experiences that have had such depth and wisdom to your soul, the experiences that have taught you so much about yourself, the experiences that have given so much richness and fullness and meaning to life. So we travel now along these astral ripples going into the past. And it's really in this time traveling, it's more like floating. It's not like forcing yourself. It really takes no effort to expand through the time. This is one of the things that the Merlins and the Masters knew how to do. They knew it wasn't about trying to choose a specific date in the past. It wasn't about efforting themselves to go back to some specific time or place. It was taking a deep breath and allowing their awareness, their consciousness to flow, to just follow these waves into the past experiences that they've had. In this case, you don't even have to pick a specific date or place. You're going to find yourself at the exact right point in your past, whether it was when you were a very, very young child, whether it was when you were first starting in school, whether it was when you were going through those early childhood years or any other time. You're going to find yourself at the exact perfect place. So let go of any expectations as we expand into the past experiences without any effort, without any struggle, but just taking a deep breath and knowing that you're going to go to the exact right time and place and experience from your past. In your past, there is that you, that younger you, that's looking for some love, that might be having a difficult time, or just needing a friend. There's that you that's calling out. It's calling out to the you from this now moment. And that's exactly where you can find yourself in this time traveling experience. Back to the you that's calling out, that's needing to feel a presence, a loving presence, a compassionate presence. That's needing to feel a friend, calling out. Perhaps it's that you from the past that's calling out to God or an angel, but it's you from this now moment, from the present, that's feeling it. So allow yourself to flow back to that you from the past that's calling out. That's calling or even praying, but it's needing to feel the light and the love. And let yourself now float right back to that experience from your past. Let yourself gracefully and easily float right back there to that experience from your childhood or your early years. It's almost like you're being drawn to it. It's almost like that self from the past is calling you in. And now just let yourself follow that and to be there. Keep breathing while you're doing this. Keep breathing as you naturally and easily find this experience in the past. Keep breathing, and as you now start to come into this experience, visiting your own past, take a deep breath and allow your light to shine. It's your radiance. It's your I am-ness coming from the present. Coming from this year of 2013, coming to visit yourself. Yourself as this young being who just needs the love and friendship of you right now. Take a deep breath and feel yourself. And now start to feel into this experience. Start to feel, what it was like back then, start to feel that physical body back then, the experience that you were going through back then. Start to feel and to observe now this young self from the past calling out, needing to feel an angel. Allow yourself now to be in this experience, but with total compassion. Not feeling sorry for yourself. Not trying to fix anything. No words are necessary here. You don't have to do anything other than to allow your brilliant radiance to shine. Because that you from the past that you've just time traveled to doesn't need to feel or hear words, just needs to feel your presence. Allow yourself to be there in total compassion, in total light. You from the future, visiting your past. Allow yourself to be in the radiance and the consciousness of all is well. Allow that radiance to come out in your light to this you from the past. Allow that light to connect with that younger self. Be there in compassion, without words. Be there feeling the entire experience of this you from the past that needed to feel something, that needed to feel it wasn't alone, that needed to know that things were going to work out. Allow yourself now, this light of yourself, to completely surround and embrace and to love yourself from the past. Allow yourself to open your heart. Allow the I am presence with all of its wisdom, with all that it's learned, to be here now with this self from the past. To be here in stillness and compassion and love. You from the past, it needed this. It needed you to come back and visit. It needed to feel the presence of the angelic being that you are. And this difficult moment that your past self was going through, it needed to feel this kind of love that only you could give. It needed to feel this kind of compassionate presence. I didn't need anybody talking to it. I didn't need a lecture. It just needed this. Itself from the future, coming back to visit, coming back to love, coming back to be. And now, open your awareness to this you from the past, but open your awareness to really feel all that's really happening, to feel all the beauty and the experience, to feel everything that's going on with this you from the past. Your mind only remembered some of the events, particularly the traumas and the wounds. But allow yourself to open up now to feel the fullness and the richness of all that was happening with yourself at this time in the past. Breathe it in and feel. Allow yourself to go beyond just the challenges or the difficulties or the traumas. Allow yourself to be with you in this past. To embrace you, to love you, to let this younger you from the past know that all is well. Let your own light and your wisdom just shine upon yourself from the past. That's all it needed to know. That you were going to be okay. That it was going to be okay. It just needed to feel this loving presence of itself. There might be 100 or 1,000 other angels here right now. More than anything, this you from the past just needed to feel you. Being here like this, being here consciously, makes an imprint on the past, brings light to the past, and ultimately changes the perception of the past. Coming from the present moment to the past brings in the love and compassion. Take a deep breath and just be in stillness here, having crossed through time to be with yourself in the past. Let's just be in stillness for a moment. Now take a deep breath and just let your light, just let it give yourself from the past a big hug. Let it feel from deep within you that all is well. Then take a deep breath and let's come back now. Through time, through experiences, let's bring it back. Come back to this present moment. Take a good deep breath. Come back to yourself. When you do something like this, you bring something back with you. I don't even know how to put it in words, but you just bring back something very special with you. Take a good deep breath. When you did that time travel, some of it, sometimes it feels a little bit foggy, or it might just not have clarity. But as you allow yourself to experience this more and more, you'll start developing the clarity. Sometimes when you go back in a time travel like this, it's sometimes hard to focus on what's happening or what you are wearing or what the surroundings are. And don't worry about that, because that's not so important, all those details. It was the feeling, bringing yourself back to yourself from a younger age. Take a good deep breath back into the now moment. Here we are. You see, time traveling is really, really very easy to do. And it's not just thinking about a memory that happened in the past. It's really letting yourself be there, bringing your presence. And like I mentioned before we started, to have such compassion, because, you know, a lot of times when we think about the past, you know, we tend to still struggle with it in our minds. We try to understand it. We try to make sense of it, or we even try to analyze it. And that's not what it's about. It's about compassion. It's about going back to yourself from your present, wise, loving self, going back to you in the past and just letting you from the past know it's okay. It works out okay. It's actually more than okay. It's magnificent. So it's just about bringing your essence, your light, your compassion and your love to your past. You can do this anytime that you want by yourself. It's always kind of fun to do it with a group like this, but you can do it anytime. And as I pointed out, you don't even have to pick a specific experience or date. What'll happen is you allow yourself to time travel. As you open up and expand your consciousness, you'll be drawn to the absolute perfect right moment. And it might surprise you. You might think, well, you know, I'm going to be going back to when I was 4 years old and this certain event happened. I fell out of a tree and this type of thing happened. you'd be surprised at where this brings you. And you're going to question it when you come back. You're going to say, well, was I just imagining it? Well, yes, but this is all.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
I so love this, Jeff, because, again, when you allow this, you don't even have to, you don't think about it. There are just times and spaces where you find yourself allowing this. And I think that's the best. You don't have to work at it. You just allow it.
Yeah. And you literally, the way to do this, if you want to do it for yourself, is you just get very comfortable, relaxed. I would suggest doing some very conscious breathing for about 10 minutes. And then it's like I said, you just allow yourself to expand. You're not hopping from what's the date, November 27th, 2013, back to April 14th, 1967. It's not about that. You take a deep breath and suddenly you're expanding across these dimensional corridors through time and space. And Adamus and Tobias have both said there's really no time, you know, in the other realms and the angelic realms. It's a sequence of experiences. It's the expansion of experiences. So you kind of hop on your own wave. It'll take you to the absolute right situation or experience in the past. And then you just are there in radiance. You don't even have to jump up and down and say to your past self, hi, I'm here. It's about bringing your light. And you know, it has a profound effect on the past. It
absolutely
has a profound effect. And then what happens, you start remembering more and more and more things that happened in the past, and you start remembering more of the fullness of the experience, not just the particular wounds.
That's a great word. Fullness is a great word for that.
Yeah, because generally we tend to remember the trauma points, and that's
narrow.
All we remember. It's very narrow. Mm-hmm. But you can also do this time traveling, and you may feel drawn to a very happy time in the past, or a time when you're out, you know, playing by yourself, and then you're going to start remembering. You're going to start connecting the dots, saying, "Oh, that's right. I remember now this particular incident where I was playing out in the garden one day, and I remember suddenly feeling the presence of an angel, because that angel probably was you, the you from now, from this now moment, going back to visit." And there were probably other angelic beings, but that's the important part.
And if you're somebody that where everything is kind of crazy and it's very hard for you to find time to relax or whatever, a great time to do something like this is, you know, when you're getting ready to end the day and relax and just, you know, maybe just laying in bed but not asleep. And that's a great time to just let yourself truly release to allow that.
And I don't like the word healing so much
No.
because it tends to imply that there's something broken that needs to be fixed. We all of us, are going beyond this thing called healing. What we're really doing is opening and expanding our consciousness into the truth and honesty of the experience that we've had in the past. And I guess you could call that healing, but what we're doing is going to really, we're going in gratitude to ourselves from the now into the past, going from our grace into our own past, and that is the true healing.
Yeah, the grace is a great word, too.
Yeah. Now, let's do another experience.
Really?
You ready?
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. So, Linda, if you would just do a little breathing, and we'll go into our next experience.
So, thank you, Jeff. I'm going to invite each of us again to just relax, just to get comfortable in your body, go back to that open and free space, and breathe deeply. Breathing just openness and allowing. Open and breathe. This is an experience for you. You simply need to allow. Breathe. And expand, expanding within and expanding out. Open and allow yourself to radiate the beauty, the energy that you are. Breathe and allow. Breathe and relax. open to the energies, open to this experience. Breathe in compassion and love of self. Breathe.
And now in this experience, we start off the same. It's about being very, very present. Take a deep breath and feel your body, feel yourself in this moment. And I know for a lot of you, there's been a lot going on this year, a lot of changes in your life, a lot of things happening, and maybe even some uncertainty about what comes next. So take a deep breath and be in your present moment. And just like we did in our last experience, we start to expand out. It means to go beyond the mind, to open your consciousness. But this time, we're not going anywhere. We're going to let ourselves from the future come to us. It's not about trying to go out anywhere. It's just about opening yourself to receive you, the future self. In truth, the future self is always there. It's just that we tend to get so limited at times. We tend to get so focused on our day-to-day 3D lives that we tend to completely overlook that future self is already there. That future self is the I am realized. Each and every one of you have that. It's not a goal. It's not a destination. It's not even something you have to achieve because it's already been achieved. The I am is already realized somewhere. And now, if you take a good deep breath, you can allow yourself to feel and to be aware of the I am self, that enlightened being that some of you might say is in the future, but it's really already here. But it's allowing yourself to feel that presence of the I am self. Just like in our last experience, that young self felt the beautiful, compassionate presence of the present self, you visiting yourself in the past, now you can allow yourself to feel that visit, that presence of your realized I am self right here. Just like in the last experience when your young self felt the radiance and the love and the compassion of yourself visiting it, now you, in this present moment, can receive the experience of your I am enlightened self, the master coming to visit you right now. It brings its compassion, its love, its tenderness to you right now. It is the self-realized. It is the self that has come into the I am, no longer asking, who am I, but realizing, I am that I am. It's the self that's no longer bound by time or space. It's the self that no longer has to worry about physical health, no longer has to worry about abundance, and no longer is struggling to find the answers because it's realized itself. It is in its own grace, and it's in its own light and beauty, and it comes to visit you right now. Allow yourself to receive the realized I am. It is a magnificent angel. It is in all of its glory. It's no longer searching. And it comes now through the corridors of time and space, through the astral realms. It comes through all of your experiences, the history of itself, to be with you in this moment, on this beautiful gathering. It comes to be with you. It shines its radiance, its compassion. And it tells you that all is well. It tells you that the journey is not nearly as difficult as you may think it is. It comes here to tell you that you do find the answers. You do come into the I am realization. It comes here to tell you that it's done when you stop efforting. It's done when you trust yourself. The realization happens when you allow it. Realization happens when you breathe it in. So now just take a few moments to feel this self from your future, this realized I am presence, to be with you right now. It's just here to love you and to assure you. It doesn't need to say any words. It just asks you to feel its presence. Take a good deep breath. And allow the I am to embrace you, to hold you, and to love you. This I am come from what you would call the future. Come to be with you here now. You notice it's not trying to change you. It's not judging you. It's not telling you to do anything different. It's just asking you to receive yourself. Your enlightened self into this now moment. Take a good deep breath and receive yourself from the future. And in these feelings, in this light and compassion that the I am self comes with, it's embracing you with, you may in this deep feeling, you may be feeling the words. It's the I am self is not trying to use words, but you may feel words. You may feel how it's holding you and embracing you, and feel things like you are truly loved. It all works out. We are the same. You may feel all these things. You realize that I am from the future doesn't have to speak it. It's contained in the feelings. It's contained in the grace of the I am. This is very, very real. This is very real if you allow it to be. This is you, the realized I am, being here with you in this moment. And it's here with you in every moment when you allow it. You come to start to understand that there really is no separation of time. There's no linear corridor. It is all right here. And that's the real secret of time traveling, is you realize it's all right here, all going on. And you, in this present moment, you're right in the center of all of it, able to go back into experiences, able to have the I am of the future come to be with you right now. It's all happening right now. Take a good deep breath and receive yourself from the past, from the future. Receive yourself, all of your experiences that you've ever had or ever will have. Receiving yourself in this moment. That's what the masters really understood about time travel. That's what the Merlins knew. It was just about receiving it in their present moment. The dates and the details suddenly are not so important. It's the receiving of your experiences into this now moment. It's an integration of yourself. No longer segmented into things like the past or the future, but just received right now. So take a good deep breath. Take a good deep breath into this beautiful moment. Take a good deep breath. And once again, this is something that you can do with yourself at any time. If you find yourself getting mental and the fact that you have to say, now, what was I supposed to do next? Well, you're probably not doing it with its full experience or impact. It's about taking a good deep breath and allowing yourself to expand. And in that expansion, it now encompasses and embraces your past as well as your future. And it brings them all into this present moment. So simple, so beautiful. And it's so very real. This is what the Merlins knew. They got proficient at it, and they got to be more and more clarity with it. And they found themselves being able to have experiences from the past and the future all in the present. And it brought such new meaning to life, where life wasn't so linear by the clock any moment. They found they could be in the present moment and experiencing what was previously called the past and the future and the present all at once. Oh, it adds such richness and fullness. It opens the awareness. It gives such new dimension to everything that you do. And again, this is something that you can do anytime. You are a time traveler. It wasn't just the Merlins. It's you that can do this anytime you want. Whether you re-listen to this episode that we're having here tonight or just do it on your own. There's such beauty. And now in a different state of consciousness, having awareness for things that happened in the past and having an awareness of the realized I am self, being in this moment. It's like opening the doorway to the realized, enlightened being that you are and letting it come into this present moment.
It is a doorway. Keep it open.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love
when
you said that.
Absolutely. So, dear friends, that was a little taste of time traveling. And
you know what, Jeff? When they talk about light and, you know, to opening the light, you know, and the light and the a lot of religion uses that term, I actually think that that's a human definition for what we just did, that was the best they could describe it, because it is putting a light on things.
Well, ultimately, I think light really means awareness.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not
absolutely
light that comes from your lamp or from the sun. Light is about awareness.
Absolutely.
And we actually bring the metaphor of light into our 3D reality. We create light so that we can see in the darkness. We have awareness in the darkness.
Exactly.
You know, we brought light into our physical universe by way of our sun to bring more awareness into our reality. And when you bring your light into your past, or you allow the light of your future self to be here with you in the present, it just really ultimately means the I am awareness. And it's done without thinking, without details, and without any of that. It's just true light.
Sounds like a tool for the toolbox of enlightenment.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And that's when you get to take a deep breath and you go, oh, be on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's you literally, you meet yourself traveling through time, and then what happens is you open your awareness and you realize you're no longer just bound in this time and space continuum. You actually do start meeting other beings out there who are time traveling. Actually, you're going to meet a lot of beings out there, but a lot of them aren't aware that they're going through time and space. They're just kind of, you might meet people out there who are in their dream state, not even aware. But when you meet another being out there that recognizes, oh, beyond, that means they're consciously time traveling. And when you greet with that, oh, beyond, and they greet back, it means you've just met another being who is consciously time traveling. That's what the Merlins did.
I think it's funny that oh, beyond sounds like oh, beyond.
Oh, beyond, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. So, boy, it was I hope you enjoyed the experience. I loved doing it with all of you here. What a great time to do it on the eve of Thanksgiving, on the eve of graciousness and gratitude. Yeah. So I don't want to say too much more other than...
I don't think you should, because I think people will be integrating this and possibly experiencing more.
Yeah, and Linda and I recorded this directly here at home on our recording equipment, and this is what we're actually going to end up putting in the archive, so you'll have a much better quality audio than what you probably experienced tonight or what you would have gotten just over the Blog Talk recording. So we just want to wish all of you a happy Thanksgiving, even if you don't live in America where it's an official celebration, but a happy Thanksgiving for yourself, giving thanks to yourself. You know, you chose one of the toughest times to be on the planet because there's so much going on right now.
It's one of the best.
But one of the best times. So do give thanks to yourself, gratitude to yourself for being here. We know, personally, Linda and I know that it's tough and challenging sometimes, but this is the most amazing time. And you know what I find one of the most beautiful things about being on this journey is I can do it with all of you, with you, Linda, with our wonderful Crimson Circle staff, with Shambra from all around the world. That's what makes my experience so rewarding, is doing it with all you guys.
You know, it is truly amazing, and we were talking before at the staff meeting that it's one of the biggest gifts that we get, that, you know, we get to go all over the world and see that there are awakening and truly conscious humans all over the planet.
So let's take a good deep breath together, and let's do a shout out of oh beyond, because we're all conscious time travelers. So oh beyond to all of you. Thank you for being here on this beautiful evening.
You've been listening to the Awakening Zone Radio Network, offering insights and inspiration for our evolving consciousness.